Republican senators defend Steve Daines for endorsing Trump early. By Paul Bois on April 26, 2023. Several Republican senators have come to the defense of their colleague, Senator Steve Daines of Montana, after he endorsed former President Trump for 2024. As Breitbart News reported, Daines, who heads the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, endorsed Trump for president on Monday, the first in Senate GOP leadership. "The best 4 years I have had in the U.S. Senate is when President Trump was serving in the Oval Office," Daines told Trump Jr. on his Rumble show Triggered. "You talk about results, we passed and he signed into law the greatest tax cut in American history. We transformed the courts, the Supreme Court and the circuit courts. We passed the greatest conservation win in 50 years, Don, the Great American Outdoors Act. We had a country that was respected and strong. Joe Biden has empowered and emboldened our adversaries by his weakness," he added. "He just shivers under his desk during the day and our adversaries now are getting increasingly bolder and that's very, very dangerous for the world." Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle illustrated the significance of this endorsement. Daines's endorsement is particularly noteworthy given the fact that he is the Senate Republican in charge of 2024 U.S. Senate races for the party, meaning that he can help move the party's political machinery in a way that also helps Trump, he wrote. Senator John Thune, RSD, told CNN that he backed his colleague's decision to endorse Trump. "He's got a tough job to do and he's got a lot of races around the country that we need to win and I think he wants as many allies as possible," Thune said. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, said the Daines endorsement should help bring Republican voters out to the primaries this election cycle. "He's entitled to some latitude considering the complexity of the political environment we are entering into," Cornyn said. "The goal is to win the majority back. I don't really care what the tactics are. I do care what the results is. If this helps achieve that result, I'm fine with it." Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, said Daines' endorsement makes sense in light of Trump winning Montana by big margins and as chair of the NRSC. "He's making strategic decisions about how we best execute in 3 or 4 states. I don't think Steve Daines does anything that doesn't go through a strategic consideration and that's why I supported him for chair," Tillis said. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.